Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. 5-Minute Mindset Moves. Today, we're diving into something super important, embracing our emotions and finding freedom in that messy, beautiful rollercoaster ride. I know, some of you are probably thinking, emotions aren't those just things that get me all worked up and make life complicated. Well, guess what? Emotions aren't the enemy. They are actually a vital part of who we are. They give us depth, they fuel our creativity, and they connect us to the world around us. Think about it. Ever felt that rush of pure joy when you achieve something big? Or the gut-wrenching sadness after losing someone close? Those feelings are real, powerful, and essential for a fulfilling life. But here's the catch: most of us have been taught to push emotions down, ignore them, or pretend they don't exist. We think we need to be strong all the time, and that vulnerability is weakness. But that's simply not true. Bottling up our feelings only creates a pressure cooker inside us, leading to burnout, stress, and even physical health issues. So how do we actually embrace our emotions and find freedom in them? Well, get ready because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will change the way you think about feelings. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. The first step is simply recognizing what you're feeling. Don't judge it. Don't try to change it. Just name it. Are you feeling anxious? Sad? Excited? Grateful? The more you practice identifying your emotions, the better you'll understand yourself and why you react the way you do. Think of it like this. Emotions are data points, and by acknowledging them, you're gathering valuable information about yourself. 2. Don't let emotions control you. Okay, so you feel sad or angry, that's normal. But don't let those feelings dictate your actions. Remember, emotions are temporary, they come and go like waves on the ocean. Try to observe them without judgment, allowing them to wash over you without getting swept away. Imagine yourself as a surfer, riding the waves instead of being tossed around by them. 3. Find healthy outlets. We all need healthy ways to express our emotions. Some people find solace in journaling, talking to friends or loved ones, or engaging in physical activity. Find what works best for you and make it a regular practice. Think about it, pent-up emotions are like pressure building up in a tire. Eventually, something's gotta give. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes. We all have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up over it, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and move forward with grace. Remember, you're human, and that means you're allowed to feel. 5. Seek professional help when needed. Sometimes, we need a little extra support. If you're struggling to manage your emotions or they're significantly impacting your life, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance, tools, and strategies to help you navigate challenging feelings and build emotional resilience. Think about that time you tried to hide a big feeling, maybe sadness after a breakup or frustration during a difficult work project. What happened? Did you end up bottling it up inside? Did it make things worse in the long run? Chances are, ignoring your emotions only made them more intense and harder to deal with later on. Instead of trying to suppress them, imagine if you had acknowledged those feelings, allowed yourself to feel them fully, and then worked through them in a healthy way. That's what embracing your emotions is all about: owning your feelings, understanding them, and using them as fuel for growth and personal development. So remember, folks, emotions are not the enemy. They're part of what makes us human, they add color to our lives, and they teach us valuable lessons about ourselves and the world around us. By embracing our emotions of courage, curiosity, and compassion, we can find freedom, authenticity, and a deeper sense of connection to ourselves and others. Alright, that's it for today's 5-Minute Mindset Move. I want you to take one key takeaway from this episode and put it into practice today. Maybe it's acknowledging a feeling when it comes up, or finding a healthy way to express your emotions. Take that small step, and I promise you, you'll start noticing a big difference in how you feel and how you navigate the world around you. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.